I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Changes are coming in Turkey's government, but what does that mean for local believers? Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says tension is thick for Christians as presidential power shifts.
They're not currently the focus of these purges, but I think there is a fear that this will eventually be focused on them as well.
Windsor says similar terminology is used to describe both armed terrorist groups and Christians. Though it's easy to feel hopeless, the best way to support indigenous believers is through prayer.
Prayer is the most powerful thing that we can be doing. Praying for justice, praying that God would be changing the hearts of the people who are involved in this situation, who are clamping down on the freedoms and the rights of people there.
And for more on the situation in Turkey, just visit missionnews.org. In Malawi, one of the poorest countries in the world, nearly two-thirds of kids are orphans. These kids are growing up in poverty, without a family, and for many, without hope. However, Force for Christ, an orphan hosting ministry, is trying to change this for some Malawi orphans. Force for Christ's Chad LaForce.
So our organization, Force for Christ, works with families, and we present the opportunity to host an orphan, and then we bring the child over and unite the child with the family, and then the family loves the child and cares for the child for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. So it's a really powerful ministry where a child that doesn't have a family is able to absorb the love and faith and fellowship of a family environment.
Force for Christ has 15 Malawian children ready to be hosted, and all they need are host families. If you're interested, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for their ministry. Get yours when you follow the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.